Well, good morning to you. Oh, my. Well, now, the day is Sunday, and I know it's a little cold, and then I know everybody's kind of a little, you know, stressed out. But you know what? This is the day that the Lord gave us, amen? And you ought to be glad because he's giving you one more chance, amen? So don't be so sad, amen? I hope by the end of the service, there'll be a fire in your heart, and then you can go out from here and say, yes, Lord, we are your servant. Would you please let us go to the Lord in prayer? Leslie, could you play us a little prayer melody, please? We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, how good. How good you've been to us. How you've blessed us. How you've taken us over the rocky path and brought us thus far. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength to get up this morning, to move around and look at each other and call each other and say good morning. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us, Lord, with food and shelter. Thank you, Lord. And most of all, we want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for our hope in eternity, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. And we ask this in his blessed name. Amen. Amen. All right. If you would stand, please, and wave at each other, and let's pass the peace.
Church, let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for equipping me with everything I need to win my battles this day. I praise you that I'm protected today by the armor of God. I now claim your promise that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, coming from Isaiah 54:17. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn, My Hope Is Built? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the rolling rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenanted blood, support me in the whelming blood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
ago was made to God in prayer concerning our offering. Lord God, we thank you in advance that you are already with each of us. You have already conditioned our hearts to give as you need to receive. And we ask, O Lord, that you make everything that we give be adequate for whatever need you have for them. Be with us, Lord Jesus, this day and always. In your holy name we pray.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Scripture is from Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm in them, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take on the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil ones. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
Special leaders for them. And Lord, you have appointed Pastor Ted to lead the congregation. And Miss Heather is not here today, but even more importantly, you have already appointed and trained the parents and grandparents of the children that you have entrusted to us. Please be with those parents and grandparents. Guide them as they teach all of us as we need to be. And Lord, watch over our pastor, especially today, that everything you have for him to teach is well taught and even better received, that we may pass it on to those not here but in other places that we see from day to day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Getting a lesson in baseball catching. Yep. Okay, and then he's got these things on his legs, and that helps protect his legs. Promoted to coach. Okay? So, now we're going to talk about this in regards to the Bible. Because the Bible teaches us that we need protection in our lives. Remember? Okay? Well, now, the Bible calls it what we were talking about in the scripture, the armor of God that protects us from Satan's evil plans to hurt us. We don't want that to happen. So what kind of protection do we need? Well, the Bible tells us. What kind of protection do you think we need? Well, he says, first thing is a belt of truth.
Amen.
So these are not like real things that we put on. Well, we can pretend to put on a belt of truth. In our minds, we have a belt of truth. And what does that say? The Bible tells us that God's enemy, Satan, is the father of lies. But Satan can never win if we will hold on to the truth.
Amen.
That Jesus is Lord. So we have Amen. That belt on. See, I put that belt on. Then we have a breastplate. And that's like his pad in front. This is the breastplate of righteousness. Satan can never harm us when we choose to do what God says is right.
Amen.
Okay. And then it's feet fitted with the gospel of peace. So we didn't talk anything about his shoes, did we? No. But would you play baseball without shoes on? No. You would. Yes. Okay, so Satan tries to create worry and confusion in our lives, like rocks. But knowing Jesus brings peace, so we put on these special shoes. Mm-hmm. And then we have the shield of faith. Have you ever seen a shield? Those things they carry like this, it's metal. Well, I don't know if they use shields in baseball. I guess the glove would be like the shield. Yeah. So we have the shield of faith. Satan will try to plant seeds of doubt in our hearts and minds. But those seeds of doubt can never take root if we have faith in Jesus. So we don't have to worry about that. And then, of course, we have the helmet of salvation. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for the protection.
Thank you for the protection.
That you have given us against the evils.
The evils.
Of this world.
Of this world.
And Satan's plans to harm us.
And Satan's plans to harm us.
Help us to always remember.
Help us to always remember.
To put on every piece of your armor.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Wow. That was very good. Yeah. Yes, sir. That one there. You got him all cranked up now. Now you
Thank you, Andrea. Thank you. Thank you so much. I couldn't help when the choir was singing that song a few minutes ago about I surrender. I surrender. And I just couldn't help. My mind went back like it does, I guess, when you get a little old and you remember the days of your younger when your Christianity was just beginning. But anyway, I was a young soldier in Fort Hood, and just came from Vietnam, hadn't gotten married. I was footloose, wild, and free. Man, I was going to sow my oats. But every time I would go to Abilene on leave, my dad would say, Ted, did you go to church? And I guess I just got tired of lying to him. So this Sunday, I says, okay, I'm going to church. Can't think of the little church's name. I went to the little church and sat back there way in the back, close to the door. Because as soon as he got through preaching, I was out. I was going out to, we were going down to a place called the 19th Hole. Some of you have been around Fort Hood may know about it. But anyway, they got ready to give the invitation, and the choir sang that song, I Surrender. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit hit me like a ton of bricks. I sat in that pew, and I fidgeted, and I bounced around like I was a fish out of water, because I knew the Lord was on my case. A long story short, I escaped out the back door. But I thank God. I thank God one day that he enabled me to surrender to him. And I hadn't been the best perfect Christian, but I thank God that he got on my case and he told me, Ted, you need to surrender and give your life to me. Amen? Amen. I had to tell you that story. That was on my heart. I tell you, when you get to be an old man, you like to tell a lot of stories. And you like folks to hear what you've been going through. The full armor of God this morning. The full armor of God. In your bulletins, you will have the scriptures that is associated with our message this morning. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18 or 10 through 20. But we're going to be looking specifically at 10 through 18. And I want you to start out. The Apostle Paul has wrote a letter to this dear church, assembly in Ephesus. Paul was in prison, and he is pouring his heart out to this assembly and also to us about how we might stand in this evil day, in this culture. Because even in the time of Ephesus, that church had trouble standing. Everything, the gates of hell was coming against them. And Paul knew that. So he wrote them this letter. And he tells them, he says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I don't know how many times or how many times you've come to a situation where you're faced with a sin or a temptation and you just can't handle it. Lord, I'm giving in. I'm giving in. I know I'm not supposed to, but this is too much for me. That's because you're trying to fight that battle by yourself. Paul tells us to be strong in the Lord and not in our power, because we have no power without Jesus. But he says in the power of his might. You see, Jesus has all the power for a believer to stand and fight in this particular day or any time. And verse 11 says, to do this, you've got to put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles or the tactics of the enemy or the devil. You see, you can't just put on a little bit of it. You've got to put on all of it. You've got to be fully committed to Jesus in order to be able to stand against all the enemy's fiery darts. And then verse 12 says, the reason why you need God's armor is that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Folks, we're not up against corrupt preachers. We're up against more than that. We're not up against bad management and money management or churches that have strayed from the Bible. We're up against something much more devilish and hellish than that. Paul says these are we're not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. There are some dark and evil things going on in this world, and I know you know that because you live in the world just like I do. And against spiritual wickedness in high places. So you got some devilish things going on here. And for the believer to stand, he's got or she's got to put on God's armor. He or she's got to put on God's armor. And verse 13 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. There's that word whole again. He's stressing, put on everything that he's going to show you, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, even today, and having done all. You put on the armor. And now he is admonishing us to stand. He's encouraging us to stand, and let God fight your battles. And these next verses will tell us how we can stand. It's going to tell us about our equipment that we're going to put on. He says, stand, therefore, having your loins, my version says, loins girded about with truth. Folks, we got to be some truth-telling folks. And we've got the truth that he's talking about here is the truth that is in God's word. The truth that you need when you live a righteous and a holy life. The truth that he's talking about is when you know that God's word is right and you obey it. We've got to have that truth. That truth. And he says, and the breastplate of righteousness. The only way that we can be right is through Christ. He is righteousness in us. And when we are walking and talking in Jesus, we are clothed in his righteousness. And that's what we need as part of this armor, the righteousness of Christ in our lives. As we move on, it says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. One of the things that believers must do when part of your army is you must be ready to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. Your feet must be ready to take it into enemy territory and be able to say, yes, Lord, I'll stand with you. That's not hard to do. That requires the armor of God. And then he says, above all, most important, above all, taking the shield of faith. When the dark days come, when the temptations come, when the evil comes and the hellhounds are at your door, everywhere you go, evil. Everywhere you go, you say, Lord, I don't know how to do this. When times get hard and you don't know how you're going to make it, that's when the enemy will step in and throw dark. But if you take your shield of faith with you, you put that up. You put your trust and all your hope in Jesus. That shield of faith is most important. Without it, you won't be able to stand. It says, the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And verse 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation. The very helmet of salvation, this is what will protect you. The blood of Jesus will protect you. That the fact that you, your assurance that you are saved and your assurance that you belong to Jesus, that's your helmet of salvation. The evil one can't help you, hurt you. He can't do anything to harm you because of your armor. And verse 18 says, pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Always pray. Let your requests be made known unto God. Pray. This is so important. So important. You see, prayer is how we get this armor on. We have to pray and ask God to help us with the armor. You see, this isn't physical armor that you go down to the armory and get. This is divine armor that comes from knowing and walking and talking with Jesus. It's the kind of armor you can't buy. This one has to be prayed. And the Lord equips you divinely and spiritual, so you may be able to fight this spiritual battle. It says, and praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. In other words, he's saying you got to be watching and looking out for each other, praying for each other. You see, and so now you see, dear ones, now you know how you can fight this battle, how you can fight this spiritual warfare. You've got to put on God's armor, His divine armor. You've got to know the Lord. And when you know Him and walk with Him, He clothes you with righteousness and He clothes you with this armor. Now, my challenge to us today going forward is this. Put on God's armor. Ask the Lord, even this morning, Lord, help me to put on your armor so that I may go out these doors and be on the battlefield of Christ. Help me not to be afraid or ashamed, but help me to go forward and be a mighty warrior for you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for all that you've shown us. We thank you for your precious word. And one more thing. You've got to have a weapon in your hand. And that weapon is that blessed sword, the sword of the Spirit. And that sword is God's word. Oh, I challenge you also, get into God's word. Learn it, because that's your sword. And a good example of this is in Luke, I believe, where our master, he used the sword of God's word three times to defeat the enemy. What a great example for us. The sword of the Spirit, God's word. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you've given us all these things to help us fight the battle. Now, Lord, we have no excuse. Now we know what to do. Help us to put this armor on and to go forward. Thank you. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. As we prepare for our invitation this morning, question goes out, are you wearing your armor this morning? Are you wearing your armor? Because if you're not, you need to get it on. Amen. The enemy is going to attack you if you don't. So the invitation this morning goes out to anyone who needs to get things right. You see, in order to get that armor on, you've got to know Jesus, and things have got to be right between you and the Lord. I challenge you this morning to get things right so that you may go out and be a warrior for Christ, that you may go out with God's full armor and do the things that He has for you to do. Would you please stand? The altar is open for all who wish to come.
There was a preacher one time that was preaching on all the bad things about drugs and sex and all this kind of stuff and alcohol. Just went on and on and on until he finally says, would you take all that stuff and just throw it in the river? He ended his sermon and said, now can we stand and sing our next hymn? Shall we gather at the river? Shall we gather at the river where bright angel beat a trot with his crystal dark forever blowing by the throne of God? Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river, gather with the saints.
up the river, washing up in silver spray. We will walk and worship ever all the happy golden days. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Ere we reach the shining river, lay we every burden down. Grace our spirits will deliver and provide a robe and crown. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, do this to the Lord. Look up. Don't be sad. Because you know why? Jesus loves you very much. And he's coming back. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we go from here today, be careful of the traffic. It can be so dangerous and take us by surprise. Continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe. And let us all join together here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As we go in peace, remembering Christ is always with us.
Would you stand for our closing hymn? Nothing but the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me bright as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me bright as snow. No other bound I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blow that makes me bright as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Go in peace.